Okay, so what we're saying is that Omdin Beshura is a different kind of a phenomenon. It's Matzrech Nichum for a different reason, because it's different. That Aninus is one state of mind. On the contrary, not allowed to be Menachem by Aninus. Because Mesa Mughal Afonov. So we'll be attacked to the Sasir. And that's why it's wrong. A lot of times that people mean well, and it's very hard not to say it, but when you're saying a hesped, you really shouldn't say that, you shouldn't talk about the Vinachama. Okay, it's hard because people want to, I mean, I've even heard Gedolim, where they say you shouldn't be Miayesh, and I mean, certain things I guess you could say, but you can't get into Nichum. But then there's these man of the chalos and the gavra of the shame of him. There he's being impacted in a different way.
Right.
That now he's a gavra that suffered the chalos shame of him. He's been converted into a gavra of him. That's a frightening experience. That demands nechama. And then the next stage is the state of Avelis, where he immerses himself in the Inyone Hames, Inyone Avelis. So in that state, where he immerses himself, it's a different kind of Tanchuma. That requires Tanchuma too, but over there you don't need a minion. Because it's you need a minion at the acute point, where the gavra acquires a shame of him. So that's where we say that that's a different demand, because it's like he's being struck suddenly. Now he's suddenly struck with being a gavra of another. So there you require, that's why you require stronger things, you require different things. You require a group. And that's why some won't say only Krovim could do it, because the Krovim are really chashuv, and even the ones that aren't Krovim, but they have to be genuine people that are sincerely there for the Avelim. And because the important thing there is the feeling and the meaning and the size, because it's trying to counter an impact. A gigantic impact on the oven. Masha Enikain, the process where he's Beveso, and he's immersing himself in the actuality of the Avelis. So that's a different kind of a thing. Over there, it's more the friends that discuss with him, and he's relieving himself by recounting certain things about the mace, and he's feeling the things for the mace. It's a different kind of a process. It's not a sudden clop. You know what I mean? It's a different process, so it requires a different system. Okay, I'm not saying which one's easier or harder. They're both hard. But they're different. They're qualitatively different. And that's why you can understand by the one where it's a matter of absorbing a sudden blow, there you need Krovim. It's the Krovim pull them out a little bit. They hold them up. But somebody else at that point wouldn't really be of significance. Masha Enikain, when it comes to immersing in the Inyone Avelis, so anyone that he can use as a sounding board or that contributes to the process, the slow process of moving into Avelis and emerging from it, so then it's anybody could do that. Anybody's kosher. That the Krovim you could understand, because like how he's saying, they suffer the loss together with the Avol, So there's identification, and there also is a permanence, because a curve is always a curve. The quality of curve is a quality that gives permanence. And here, since he suffered a gigantic blow of a loss, so that he needs the quality of curve. But on the other hand, the friend is the one that is close to him mentally. So therefore, you could say that the friend at this point is just as necessary because of the meaningfulness of the verbalization. Yeah, that's correct. So he has a special meaningfulness. So the question is, do you need the Krovim is definitely, because they identify you with him. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Tzoras Rabim Chatzin Nechama. That if something bad happens to somebody, and he hears it happened to a lot of people, so it's already in the Nechama. It didn't only happen to me. So that's psychologically true.
As we were saying last week, when someone loses a child, you were saying him.
Yes, that's right. They feel singled out. Aside from the loss, they feel singled out. It's a terrible thing.
And then when someone comes who lost also a child. And
that's right. Then they feel it. They feel a special comfort. Right. That's right. So the Avelim really is already, they have Chatzin Nechama because they join in the Tzar. And also they have a sense of permanence. So they're definitely an element. The question is whether a specially meaningful person is also a kiyum. That's the question. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's the question.
So what do you mean by permanence? What is that quality?
The other was struck by the uncertainty of life. So the family gives a sense of certainty, permanence. So they have a special ability, a special type of nichol.
Mm-hmm.
That would seem to be the reason why you have both. Mm-hmm. You have both. You have B'om and B'shura, and then you have when the person is ma'ayin in the Avelos, and they live it through. That's a different kind of a state. So there's two times that require nichum. The shocking moment of Chalos Avelos, right after Kavura, and the time when the Avel goes through, relives, goes through, is ma'ayin in the Avelos. And there's two different recipes for it. This is two different phenomena. Okay.
Mm-hmm.